From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. A lot of state executives are upset about the rising cost of health care and the effect it's having on their shrinking budgets, and they're demanding more flexibility from the federal government. So President Obama is offering them something. NPR's Julie Rovner reports it's not really what the governors want.
Speaking to a group of governors at the White House, the president reminded them that last year's health law actually does give them a chance to take all that federal money the law provides and do just about whatever they want with it, just not right away.
This portion of the law has not been remarked on much. It says, by 2017, you have a better way of doing it? Help yourself. Go ahead. Take that route.
Now, a bipartisan group of senators, led by Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden and Massachusetts Republican Scott Brown, have proposed to move that date up by 3 years to 2014. And today, President Obama threw his considerable endorsement behind that effort.
It will give you flexibility more quickly while still guaranteeing the American people reform. If your state can create a plan that covers as many people as affordably and comprehensively as the Affordable Care Act does, without increasing the deficit, you can implement that plan.
A lot of people have called this the calling their bluff proposal. And Senator Wyden, who's been shopping the proposal around to both Democratic and Republican governors the past few months, doesn't disagree with that description.
You got a lot of states, you know, where Republican governors, Republican legislatures are clearly going to have their ideas about health reform. They can go out to the state legislatures and come up with approaches that they think will be real reform. And as long as they meet the coverage requirements in the bill, they can do it. And progressive folks are going to try the same kinds of approaches.
Republican governors, however, aren't yet embracing Wyden's proposal or President Obama's promise of more flexibility in health care spending. Here's New Jersey's Chris Christie on the president after the White House meeting.
He says very nice things, and he says them really nicely, and they're pleasant to listen to. But in the end, like, I have a job to do. And what I'd like is to have the flexibility to exercise the authority that the people of New Jersey gave to me in November 2009. And I don't think that's unreasonable to ask.
Kansas Republican Governor Sam Brownback, meanwhile, echoing the concerns of many governors, says what he really wants isn't more flexibility when it comes to the health care law, but for the Medicaid program for the poor.
And Medicaid's eating me up alive in Kansas. Medicaid is creating a huge hole in my budget. We had to take money from all other places in state government to fill the Medicaid hole.
Tomorrow, several governors will testify before a Republican House committee on how Medicaid is hurting their budgets. That's expected to pour more fuel on the fire of the ongoing health wars. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.